This is the tale about a tail that belonged to a little red squirrel, and his name was Nutkin.
I've got a tail, a truly wonderful tail, and a finer tail you never did see than the tail that belongs to me. Come and see, come and see, the tail that belongs to me. I've got a tail, a lovely brown bushy tail, and a finer sight you never did spy than my tail when I hold it high. Come and view, come and view, you're sure to admire it too. There is no doubt a tail is what the people need, and those without a tail have my sympathy indeed. I've got a tail, I hold it high as a sail, it'll see me through a terrible gale, and I'm warm in snow or hail. I've got a tail, I've got a tail, I've got a tail.
Nutkin had a brother called Twinkleberry and a great many cousins. They lived in a wood at the edge of a lake. In the middle of the lake, there is an island covered with trees and nut bushes, and amongst those trees stands an old hollow oak tree, which is the house of an owl who is called Old Brown. One autumn, when the nuts were ripe and the leaves on the hazel bushes were golden and green, Nutkin and Twinkleberry and all the other little squirrels came out of the wood and down to the edge of the lake.
Squirrel Nutkin.
Yes, Twinkleberry?
It's time we went over to the island to gather nuts. All the best ones grow there.
That's a good idea, Twinkleberry. We'll each build a raft and I'll spread my tail and sail across. I bet I get there first. I've got such a fine tail.
Nutkin, we all like your tail, but we do wish you wouldn't go on and on and on and on about it.
You're only jealous.
And to gather nuts. Each squirrel had a little sack and a large oar, and spread out his tail for a sail.
There is no doubt a tail is what the people need, and those without a tail have our sympathy indeed. I've got a tail, I hold it high as a sail, it'll see me through a terrible gale, and I'm warm in snow or hail. I've got a tail, I've got a tail, I've got a
They took with them an offering of 3 fat mice as a present for Old Brown. When they had landed on the island and tied up their rafts, they went to Old Brown's house and put them down on his doorstep.
Good morning, Mr. Brown.
Good morning, all.
Then Twinkleberry and the other little squirrels each made a low bow and said politely,
Old Mr. Brown, will you favor us with permission to gather nuts upon your island?
Oh, well, now, I don't see why not. I know there's lots of them, and what's that rude squirrel jumping up and down for?
Nutkin, keep still.
Oh, dear. I think he's going to burst into a riddle.
Riddle-o, 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 deep.
I'm afraid you're right. He's bobbing up and down like a little red cherry.
Riddle-me, milky-toat, a little wee man in a red, red coat, a staff in his hand, a stone in his throat. If you tell me this riddle, I'll give you a mote.
Nutkin, be quiet.
Could anyone be so impertinent to old Mr. Brown?
And that riddle is as old as the hills.
I shall pay no attention whatever to him.
He's gone to sleep.
I don't blame him. Come on, let's gather nuts.
The squirrels filled their little sacks with nuts and sailed away home in the evening. Next morning, they all came back to Owl Island. And Twinkleberry and the others brought a fine fat mole and laid it on the stone in front of old Mr. Brown's doorway.
Good morning, Mr. Brown.
Good morning, all.
Mr. Brown, will you favor us with your gracious permission to gather some more nuts?
Well, now, let me think.
Would you believe it? He's dropped off to sleep.
Nutkin, who had no respect, began to dance up and down, tickling old Brown with a nettle.
Nutkin, come away. Don't be so rude.
Riddle-o, 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 dee.
Come on, let's leave him.
Old Mr. B, riddle me be. Hitty-pitty within the wall, hitty-pitty without the wall. If you touch, hitty-pitty, hitty-pitty will bite you.
Mr. Brown woke up suddenly and carried the mole into his house. He shut the door in Nutkin's face.
Now let me see. Where's my cookery book? Ah, this is it. Now, where is the letter M? Oh, dear. I nearly dropped off then. Now, M. The Marmoset. Martins. Martinis. Mead. Mace. Mice. Moles. Ah, that's it. Now, take one mole. Stuff it with an onion and some sage. Then continued on the opposite page. Oh, I see, yes. Bring to the boil. That sounds quite tasty. Ah, here's another one. Take one mole. Roll it round in butter and lots of spice. Oh, that I well believe would taste quite nice. Fry in oil. Each recipe makes my beak water. And the choice is wide. They all sound so inviting. It makes it very, very difficult to decide. Take one mole. Garnish it with grasshoppers and a snail. Oh, how could such a tasty morsel fail to please the most particular tongue? Take one mole. Oh, yum, yum, yum.
Presently, a little thread of blue smoke from a wood fire came up from the top of the trees, and Nutkin peeped through the keyhole and sang.
A house full, a hole full, and you cannot gather a bell full.
Oh, what a rude squirrel this is. Come back, you young scamp. Come back.
But Nutkin had run away out of reach. The squirrels searched for nuts all over the island and filled their little sacks. But Nutkin gathered oak apples, yellow and scarlet, and sat upon a beech stump playing marbles and watching the door of old Mr. Brown. On the third day, the squirrels got up very early and went fishing. They caught 7 fat minnows as a present for Mr. Brown. They paddled over the lake and landed under a crooked chestnut tree on Owl Island. Twinkleberry and the 6 other little squirrels each carried a fat minnow, but Nutkin, who had no nice manners, brought no present at all. He ran in front, singing,
"The man in the wilderness said to me, how many strawberries grow in the sea? I answered him, as I thought good, as many red herrings as grow in the wood."
I wish he'd stop singing that nonsense. I hate riddles. Especially when they give the answer at the end.
On the fourth day, the squirrels brought another present for old Mr. Brown.
Good morning, Mr. Brown.
Good morning, all.
Mr. Brown, we've brought you 6 fat beetles.
Oh, how kind of you. And how nicely you've prepared them. Each one wrapped in a dock leaf and fastened with a pine needle pin. To me, these are as good as plum pudding.
Riddle-o, 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 deep.
Oh, dear, here we go again.
Do be quiet, Nutkin.
Old Mr. B, riddle me be. Flower of England, fruit of Spain, together in a shower of rain. Put in a bag, tied with string. If you tell me this riddle, I'll give you a ring.
Don't be silly, Nutkin. You haven't even got a ring.
Don't take any notice of him. Let's go and gather nuts.
The other squirrels hunted up and down the nut bushes, but Nutkin gathered robin's pincushions off a briar bush and stuck them full of pine needle pins. On the fifth day, the squirrels brought a present of wild honey.
How delicious. It's so sweet and sticky.
We took it from the bumblebees.
Riddle-o, 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 dee.
Oh, Nutkin, not another one.
Hum a bum buzz, buzz, hum a bum buzz. As I went over Dimple Tine, I met a flock of bonny swine. Some yellow neck, some yellow back. They were the very bonniest swine. Then I went over Dimple Tine.
What an impertinent squirrel. But what beautiful honey.
The squirrels filled their little sacks with nuts. But Nutkin sat upon a big flat rock and played ninepins with a crab apple and green fir cones. On the sixth day, which was Saturday, the squirrels came again for the last time. They brought a new-laid egg. In a little rush basket as a last parting present for old Mr. Brown. But Nutkin ran in front laughing and shouting as usual.
Humpty Dumpty lies in the bed with a white counterpane round his neck. 40 doctors, 40 rights cannot put Humpty Dumpty to rights.
Now, old Mr. Brown took an interest in eggs. He opened one eye and shut it again.
Old Mr. B, old Mr. B, hickamore, hackamore on the king's kitchen door. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't drive hickamore, hackamore off the king's kitchen door.
Nutkin danced up and down like a sunbeam. But still old Mr. Brown said nothing at all. Nutkin began again.
Arthur O'Bower has broken his ban. He comes roaring up the land. The king of Scots with all his power cannot turn Arthur of the Bower.
Nutkin made a whirring noise like the wind. And he took a running jump right onto the head of old Mr. Brown. Then all at once there was a flutterment and a scufflement and a loud squeak.
Oh dear, Nutkin's done it now.
Mr. Brown really is cross this time.
Come on, we'd better run.
And run they did. When they came back very cautiously, peeping round the tree, there was old Brown sitting on his doorstep, quite still, with his eyes closed, as if nothing had happened. But Nutkin was in his waistcoat pocket. Old Brown carried Nutkin into his house and held him up by the tail.
Now, little Nutkin, I'm going to teach you a lesson. I'm going to skin you.
No, you shan't. I shan't let you.
Stop pulling.
Let go. Let go. Let go of my tail.
Keep still. Keep still.
Oh.
Oh, gracious me. He's got away. And I'm still holding half his tail.
Nutkin had pulled so hard that his tail broke in two. He dashed up the staircase and escaped out of the attic window. And to this day, if you meet Nutkin up a tree and ask him a riddle, he will throw sticks at you and stamp his feet and scold and shout.
I've got a tail, a truly wonderful tail, and a finer tail you never did see than the tail that belongs to me. Come and see, come and see, the tail that belongs to me.
There is no doubt a tail is what the people need. And those without a tail have my sympathy indeed.
I've got a tail. I hold it high as a sail. It'll see me through a terrible gale. And I'm warm in snow or hail. I've got a tail. I've got a tail. I've got a tail.